This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate it. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. And you can head up to the website. If you give me your email address, I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on, who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, kind of topics we're going to tickle or take care of or do whatever. And I really do appreciate the time. You know, we love to appreciate our regular listeners. If you show up once every 3 months, I'm not doing this for you. I mean, you got to be one of us. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I guess Ron Blevins is him and his wonderful bride is enjoying what? What did you say? 30 years? Is that to the same woman?
Hey.
Oh, I'm just asking. I'm entitled to ask to each other. I don't know. We'll see. This is for you, Ron. I think.
Ha ha ha! Happy anniversary! Ha ha ha! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Come on, everybody!
Happy anniversary! I wish you happy anniversary.
I don't know. There aren't many anniversary songs. The best I could do.
That was good.
You like that?
Good job.
I couldn't do that. Not without choking, because I'd be laughing so hard I'd fall over. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ron, 30 more, right? No problem. Make sure you get a flowers at least. If you didn't get a flowers, you may not have 3 more minutes. Well, isn't that just wonderful? Even right now? That requires an answer. All right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And you know what? I love this stuff. You know, you talk about me, you know, giving you a tight moment, if you would. Imagine yourself, Andrew McCabe, and all this time, let's be honest about it. These guys have been getting away with murder, right? I mean, for all intents and purposes, at least that's what it sounds like. They've been getting away with murder. Nobody, has pulled these guys. You keep asking me, when do we finally get to justice with these people? Right? Well, guess what? It's finally happening. In U.S. News, in Western Journalism, they're reporting that the FBI Deputy Director, Andrew McCabe, is now under grand jury investigation. Now, see, for my friends on the left, this is truly what a real criminal investigation is supposed to look like. This is how it goes down. You convene a grand jury, which is not hard to do. You know, you've heard the old joke that a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich because you're not able to protect yourself. You're not able to defend yourself in one of these. So former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been under investigation by the grand jury for months now. That's according to a new report from the Washington Post. The investigation is underway to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against McCabe months after the Department of Justice Inspector General filed Inspector General. See that? The IG report? Those are the ones that are going to matter. Those are the ones that are going to work when this finally comes forward. When a lot of these charges start to come forward on these people. They found that McCabe lacked candor in his decision with officials regarding his disclosure of information to the media about the FBI's investigation into Secretary Hillary Clinton. Now, these panels are sometimes used only as investigative tools, and it remains unclear if McCabe will ultimately be charged. But federal prosecutors impaneled the grand jury after a recommendation from the Justice Department. Already more than one witness has been summoned before the jury. Right? McCabe has got to be, you know, nervous about it. But his lawyer is saying, it's not a big deal. It never is, right? Today's leak about a procedural step taken more than a month ago, occurring in the midst of a disastrous week for the president, is a sad, poorly veiled attempt to try to distract the American public. We remain confident that throughout the review... Notice how they turn this on the president all the time? It's always his fault when something goes sideways. And then with... The unemployment's down. It's because of Obama. Do we live in a whacked world or what? We remain confident that a thorough review of the facts and circumstances related to this matter will demonstrate that there's no basis on which criminal charges should be brought. This is McCabe's lawyer. What's he supposed to say? Can you see him coming and going, yeah, we're screwed. Yeah, they got him. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I'm thinking about going to Jamaica because, you know, this guy's dead. Of course they're not going to do that. He went on to say, though, that he does not expect his client will face prosecution unless there's, interference from high levels of the administration. So here you go. If he gets indicted, if the grand jury indicts him, then it's going to be because the president stepped in. Yet every one of the indictments from Mueller, and we haven't heard about him for a little bit here, every one of his indictments had absolutely nothing to do with Trump, but yet every one of them had something to do with Trump. Just ask a Democrat. I'll tell you that. McCabe was found to have leaked information to the media in 2016 in an effort to portray himself in a favorable light regarding the investigation of the Clintons' use of the private email server. McCabe also sought to rebut the narrative that had been developing that questioned McCabe's impartiality. You know, it's funny. If you go down and you really look at the processes that McCabe followed in investigating Clinton and what he followed investigating Trump, if you can't find the bias there, then you're down at the single-digit IQ numbers. Trump is senior host. When we come back, David Fisher joins us. Going to talk about the economy, your money, and what to expect coming up. A lot's happening. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to it. Look, there's a lot of uncertainty going on in the market. No matter what you think, and you see the roller coaster rides, and they blame it on Trump, and they blame it on this, and they blame it on that. How about we find out from somebody, I hope, because I do, that I hope that we all trust, and we can all believe in. David Fisher joins me. All right, we're back, and we're speaking to one of our favorites, CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher. Always a pleasure to have him on with me. You know what? I'd say he makes the markets fun, but I don't know, you know, seriously, unless you like roller coasters, I'm not so sure that's a true statement. David, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us explaining this craziness to us. You know, the markets are up this year, but not as much as last year. So what's happening?
Well, there's tariffs are creating an amount of uncertainty. Well, first of all, let's put it in perspective. What happened last year is not a real market in far as upward movement. Having a 25% increase in the Dow is not a normal upward movement. Single-digit increase, 7% is the average over a 50-year period of the Dow. So having something that's over three times more than average, it's like give me some more of that punch bowl and the financial drug. So, I mean, that was not normal, way beyond the norm. We're closer to the norm, and we're still above the norm with the Dow at 4% year to date. NASDAQ is 15.5%, and S&P is about 7.5%. Those are close to normal markets, but still a little bit higher than normal. So, expecting last year to be the norm is not your dreams will be shattered when you expect that.
Yeah, and again, people are looking at this, and depending on what side of the quote-unquote aisle you're on, people are either excited or not excited at all by it. So I find it really, really interesting, again, as to where people stand will depend on how they feel the market is going or not going, if you would. What are we looking at for a correction in the future, though? I mean, where do you see, again, I got to tell you something, nothing slighting you, but the quote-unquote experts seem to be on both sides of the aisle. I hear some of them saying, the market's going to keep roaring forward. You're going to just see more, you're going to keep it, it's going to keep rising. It's going to get stronger. Others are going, hey, that bubble's going to pop. We don't know when, but it's going to be within the next, 12 to 18 months.
I think they're both right. I think you're going to have a rising market in the next year or two, and then we will have a bubble that will pop, because it is a bubble. Bubble, what is a bubble? When something that lives beyond the normal amount of time, that goes higher than any normal evaluations. When you assess the, and I'm not anti-stock, and I'm not saying don't invest in stocks, I'm not saying put all your money into gold, so let's not throw the baby out the bathwater, let's be balanced here. But by every measurement, the stock market is overvalued. Unless we're going to throw measurements out the window and develop a new measurement, by every historical measurement, stocks are overvalued, which means it's a bubble. By one, using just one measurement of time, and typically the stock market corrects every 7 years, we're on 9.5 year, 10 year market milepost, so we're beyond the norm. But it's showing no signs of correcting in the near future. So I think the people are saying it's going to continue to rise. I think they're right. But when it's not a matter of if it corrects, it's more when it will correct. All markets correct. There's a beginning of a market, and then there's an ending of a market, and then they go through bears to bulls, or from bulls to bears, excuse me. So this market will correct, and historically, the longer times goes on without a correction, historically more the correction becomes more severe, especially when you become overly leveraged. And there's reports that came out here just week that are confirming more of this. J.P. Morgan, one of the largest banks in the world, one of their top analysts in the world, Marco Klavenic, just wrote 168-page, what you call mega report on the 10-year anniversary of the 2008 financial crisis. And he sent it, this perspective, all to 48 banks, all their clients. And this is also went out to all 48 bank analysts and economists. And so he has a PhD in theoretical physics and is, gained significant prominence explaining and predicting new algorithms that dictate the stock market behavior and how that interacts with human behavior. And he is warning of a major crash in the next 2 years that's going to be the biggest in 50 years. So he's not a gold guy. He's just saying this cannot continue this way. And it's his market that he's talking about. So I've never seen recently people like him who talk about their market being stocks, and I don't want to create them and us, but paper market stocks, that are saying, beware, this thing, when it cracks, it's going to be horrendous. And he's basing it upon high debt levels, political fragmentation dependent upon international cells and debt structure, little fiscal and monetary policy ammunition to fix the problem. And he's saying that there will be a liquidity crisis coming that will be bar none much bigger than 2008.
Wow. And again, like I said, it's not a. It's almost like when it comes to gold or silver or even some of those things, people have different flavors, and it's so confusing for some of us who don't really understand how it all works, and we depend on experts like you. We depend on, and this is where you have to have somebody you trust, you know, on the air with you or online or that you're doing business with. It's the only way you're going to get a fair shake and a real shake. The Canadian deal, all right, the president. We didn't get it last week like we were supposed to or what have you. And he's willing to move on without them. Does he really need them? Because, you know, Mexico seems to be chomping at the bit to do a deal with us, if you want to be honest about it.
Well, they already agreed upon a deal with Mexico verbally. It's not a huge deal. It's not much different than the original deal, ironically. Or it could be they just have not released all the details of the deal because it's not been... ideas have not been put to writing because this has to go through Congress for an approval, and there is a 3-month seasoning time. So here's the dilemma. President Trump is not going to wait around for anybody, and he's going to push hard for what he thinks is right to make America great, and I support him in that. The dilemma, though, is Congress might not support him in this because Congress... is leaning more towards keeping the original something trilateral, which means three countries, Mexico, Canada, and United States, deal.
When we come back, give more with David Fisher, and I'll see if I can get him to speak English on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump dismissing what former President Obama saying about him in Illinois.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep.
USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The former president wants to remind everyone why he believes the economy is doing well.
By the time I left office,
Household income was near its all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low, and wages were rising. I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
And then it was President Trump's turn, the president speaking in North Dakota.
If the Democrats got in, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers right now. You'd be in negative numbers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
All right. I want you to envision. Maybe I don't. The Xander is doing this dance. I'm sure he's still listening. Don't send me pictures, Xander. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Well, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're back with our buddy, David Fisher. Always appreciate the time he spends with us, and I mean that sincerely. He makes it easy to understand this stuff. When it comes to finances, we all need a little education. I don't think any of us are experts. We haven't been through it like he has. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate your time with me.
My enjoyment comes in having people understand what's happening in the world, especially when it comes down to something that faces us every week called tariffs.
Yeah, well, tariffs and you know, I'm amazed, you know, the time you've been on the air with me and watching the market myself, not, you know, just trying to get a feel for when the president says something, what happens in a market. When something happens in Europe, what happens in a market. You know, just watching this stuff. And lately, I got to tell you, over the last maybe 8 months, I don't have a rhyme or reason to this. I used to be able to go, okay, he just said this, market's going to do that. It's not doing that anymore, though. It just seems to have its own life, if you would. Am I way off on this one or what?
No, you're more spot on, actually. The market is not reacting as much roller coaster-istic, if that's a terminology. The ups and downs that are rather severe, we're having less of that. And I said we would because I said the market will eventually factor all the fears of the unknown into this, and they won't react, be so much reactionary, and really kind of say how this will play out. Because what gets talked about and gets agreed upon are two different things, and what gets implemented is even a third thing. So the markets are just kind of getting thicker skin, so to speak, on the economic news that comes out from what President Trump tweets or announces in a news media.
And he can change things in a heartbeat, can he? I mean, seriously.
He can. And sometimes those cabinet is even surprised.
So. Oh yeah, no, I get it, and you know that's what keeps them on their toes. All right, but let's get back to the Canadian deal for a second, because I've been telling people we can do a deal without Canada, we can do a deal with just Mexico, and then we can turn around and start to do a deal. You know, I personally believe, not an economic expert, but if you do the deal with Mexico, you get it in writing, you get it done, the Congress agrees to it. Then you turn around and you go to Canada and you say, okay, we've got this deal with Mexico. You can pick up some of this work. You can whatever, whatever. And here, let's put a deal on the table. Does it not give him more bargaining power?
I don't know if it gives more bargaining power, but it gives him something under his belt that says, hey, we've accomplished something. And if you, you know, looking at the Canadian, the Mexican deal, there's not a whole lot of change in it. So I don't know if, you know, really we passed a whole lot of mileposts and really made this thing really phenomenal from where originally we started. But it's at least moved our direction and a slight benefiting us in a, when it comes to the automobile industry and manufacturing in the United States. But it's not significant enough to cause the market turmoil and all the uncertainty in what we've been through due to tariffs. And, you know, who knows how much of the relationship it's actually broken down between Mexico and walls that have been, you know, mindset of walls that have been built and how there's been a division caused between Mexico and us. And certainly our biggest trading partner, Canada, it's not helped the relationship. I'd say it's only done but hinder it, but it's not broken it down. Canada still insists there's still salvage room in the North American Free Trade Agreement, but Trump doesn't want to call it that. He doesn't want to even have it relating that because it's a bad association of terminology that depicts a bad deal. So there's just a whole lot of politics around this financial agreement, and that's really this is just a financial agreement between countries.
Yeah.
That's all this it really is, boils down to, and both countries want to make their country great. That's what makes it difficult to come to some agreement because they're both very strong in saying we're not negotiating on certain items. So I don't know if we're going to get a deal with Canada. I hope so. But time will tell.
Well, I don't, you know, again, I'm not the expert, so I'm hoping it all works out for the good. I think the president's got the right people around him. But listen, let's get back to your tariffs again, because just about every week we're hearing something happening with tariffs, and, you know, you've kept up on that. What do you see in the horizon with tariffs? China is pushing back. I don't know. I see Turkey's a little upset that we're not giving them the money that they feel like they're entitled to, and it's just amazing. But they're coming to the table. Will China eventually come to the table?
Turkey wants to do away with the dollar in its region. And they're what we call an emerging market, Turkey is, and other countries like Turkey, small countries that are having financial turmoil in their own country, not due to tariffs, but tariffs magnifies it. They have debt structure issues. Will we get an agreement with Turkey? And it's not definitely on the front burner. China is the biggest one. I think you're going to see, you know, you asked me a question, what we will see. I think we're on the verge of having, if I had to speculate, a huge amount of tariffs being implemented by President Trump against China to the tune of $200 billion. According to Bloomberg News, September 6th, which is tomorrow, is the time where the seasoning has been formatted where they can actually impose up to $200 billion more in tariff, President Trump can, on China, because the thing called the public comment period will conclude by tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see more tariffs, although President Trump has not made a decision that he's going to do this, but it's usually kind of that's what the whole purpose of tariffs have been put out there to implement pain, financial pain, to cause negotiations and China to come and other countries to come to the table. Well, there is no negotiations going on between China and the United States. They broke down here a week ago on a five-day summit that ended the second day of the summit. China walked away from the table of tariff negotiating. So China could threaten to retaliate by slapping $60 billion on U.S. goods in duties, but that hasn't happened yet. So there's still talk, but I think you're going to see talk become action with China and the United States as more tariffs will be put in place versus less agreements being put in place.
The tariff stuff to me, again, not being the economic expert, I'm sitting here saying to myself, all right, when do we stop getting taken advantage of? How do we make this so that it's fair for both sides. And, of course, it's going to be painful to the side that has been, if for lack of a better term, been taking advantage of us for so many years. So I don't.
You know, I think that's more perspective, Joe, than reality.
Okay, well.
You have to look at it both sides. How have we been taking advantage of when they buy our $1 trillion in debt? I mean, you have to look at it from that standpoint. There could be an economic bomb that China could unleash if they're pushed far enough and just sell the dollar. And if they do it, you'll see other countries follow. That's where I think this thing could escalate to. And that's why I believe President Trump is not pushing the button real hard on the $200 billion in tariff. Because at some point in time, if the behavior of a leader of the makeup of President Trump and the makeup of Xi, Jinping, the Chinese prime minister, they're both of the same makeup, type 8 personality. They're going to say, enough is enough. I'm pushing back real hard. And that doesn't make negotiations work very well.
No, I agree with you.
So there's, you know, China has not lost much in this deal, and neither have us. I mean, they bought our debt. They supported the infrastructure of the United States in growing. So that's not being talked about, because that's the reality, though. If China has been the number one buyer previously to the Fed right now of our debt, that has propagated wealth in America huge. Now they're backing away from that. And I think the United States, I'm not a conspiratorialist, but there is a definite movement that we're going to talk about on your radio today that is pushing China to continue to hold our debt, because it's really all about money. That's what this whole thing is about. That's what tariff is pushing money of fees on a country to force them into bowing down to do what you want them to do.
I'm with you, though, but I think it works both ways, and we're running out of time here, but I think it works both ways from a standpoint of, I think China's holding all that debt. They're buying that debt. You know, look what they've got going on inside of their own country, but they're doing it. I think part of it is a power play, part of it is to make money, but we can hit that on the other side of the break.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to it, because you know what? I can't tell you what he can tell you. I can't do what he does. David Fisher, always a pleasure to have him with us. We are back, and I'm going to start charging for the conversations that we have during the break, because they're worth $1 million right there. CEO of Landmark
Capital. They only know what we're talking about right before we were talking coming on the break, so let's repeat
We will. All right, so you know what I mean? Again, like I said, it's the break is where it all happens. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is joining me, and this is why I love this. Here's the deal. I am the average person that is out there working 9 to 5, is, you know, paying their bills and that kind of stuff, and we don't get everything. So during the break, David and I were talking. I said, look, here's my heartburn. My heartburn is that, you know, here you've got China, and we send cars over there, or they send cars here, and maybe we have a 2 or 5% tariff, and then we send cars there, and they nail us at like 30%. The other thing about that is that their factories don't have the same EPA rules and labor laws and all the other stuff that we have. So where's the level playing field here? How do we fix that?
You're not going to have a level playing field. That's
well,
the reality.
Then I'm done. I'm leaving.
Okay. As much as that's socialism, that's what that boils down to. Let's create a level playing field so everybody makes the same amount of money, everybody gets paid the same amount of wages, and that's not free enterprise, and that's not capital. And this is where I think America should be made great. But you're not going to be able to make it a level playing field. And this is where I differ with President Trump. He's trying to make a level playing field. That's just something literally impossible. And here's why. What is that level playing field? No tariffs and all wages are the same. We live at the same standards that Chinese people do. And I get paid the same currency, the same lifestyle that a Chinese a factory worker in the United States is going to live the same lifestyle as a Chinese factory worker. People would be up in arms in America about that. Well, that's why people are flocking to America to live here, because it is the land of the great and the land of the free and capitalism. It's not China. They're not flocking to China. There's some good things in China, and I'm not pro-China. I'm pro-America, and I want to make sure everybody understands this so I don't get any hate emails saying, oh, he's way off base. But the level playing field, we will not have it, and that's why this whole thing I've been saying from the beginning, it won't ever work to get to that, because that means our currency has to be at the same value as the Chinese currency, which has been completely devalued of 30%+. And our wages and style of living has to come down a whole bunch, much lower than what you call the what's the bare bones minimum they pay somebody in the wages there, just the least amount of wages. We're gonna have
minimum
an hour. So it's just not gonna happen. We're gonna have some disagreements, and tariffs are the posturing of this, and we're gonna have tariffs in place because we don't live in the world that we used to live in the 50s and 60s, and the baby's out of the womb, the genie's out of the bottle, and you can't put it back in.
It's the insatiable appetite of, you know, the Americans, the average U.S. citizen for cheap stuff, right? I mean, think about it. That's when you look at what comes in from China, when you look at what comes in from overseas, and I'm not going to say poor quality, but cheap stuff. We'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get that here. And the truth
well,
is,
why not though?
Okay,
why can't we get it in the United States?
You mean what, cheap stuff?
Yeah.
Well, look at you.
Why don't we just start manufacturing cheap stuff?
Well,
and then we don't have
you mean good
trade deficit.
You mean good stuff cheap is what you mean.
Whatever you're saying that's coming from China, let's manufacture the same thing and let's do it cheaper than China.
So we did.
Then we won't have a trade deficit. That's
show.
The whole point.
I hear you.
Can't do it at that level because of economics doesn't tell us we can.
Well, no, I hear what you're saying, but the average person, I want you to think about something with me here. The average person, when you lay this out and you look at what's going on, the iPhone, I did a story about 8 months ago. The iPhone would almost be, mm-hmm. wouldn't be double, but it would almost be double if it was manufactured in this country, and you had to, you know, adhere to the EPA rules. You had to adhere to the minimum wage, not just minimum wage, but you know what I'm saying, all the rules and laws around it. You'd almost double the cost of the iPhone. Would the average American citizen pay twice as much for it just to make sure it was made in this country?
No.
Okay. I don't know where to go with that. I have no.
They won't. But here's the flip side of that. But this is an American company called Apple that was forced abroad to get their product out there to make Apple a great American company, but they couldn't do this in America because of the guidelines. And I'm not saying we should lower the guidelines and the things called OSHA and the things that make our country great and safe to work.
Sure.
We've got to have those. And the compliances and all those things that makes America great, I'm not saying do away with that, but this is why Apple was forced, and many other countries, like Harley companies, was forced to other countries to manufacture the product where they don't have all that regulatory overhead, but they still self-regulate to a certain extent to keep the product quality.
I hear you. It's
a dilemma, and this is why this is not going to go away. This is why we'll have the same conversation. This is why I'm saying from the get-go, tariffs will not fix this. This is a We're dealing with two different countries that live and think differently and have different wages and cultures, and to make them rise to us, you're not going to be able to do that, and we're certainly not going to go down to their level. This is why we have the dilemma that we have. And putting on financial things called a tariff is not going to force them our direction significantly enough to make a big change.
Mm. You know, I got to tell you, this is good for people to hear and understand how this works, because it is a common argument that I see and that I hear about the differences in the different countries and what it takes for them to produce things. So before we get too far into the weeds with all this other stuff, you know, before the show, you texted me saying that today might be a bit controversial on a topic we've never spoken about.
We already are, a little bit.
A little, well, maybe in your world, not in mine. I mean, these are the conversations I have every day, but... But
that's because you have the liberals on your program arguing with you.
Oh, yeah. You had to use a swear word, didn't you? And you know, anyway, so tell me.
Me, the conservative here at Nature who loves our country, we're on the same page at the end of the day.
I know. I agree with you. All right,
go ahead.
So tell us about that topic and what you found out.
I'm not going to say a four-letter word. I'm going to say a three-letter word. War.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So Fox News picked this up, is talking about it. Business Insider, Reuters, New York Times. It's in the news. Not front page, but is there, because the Pentagon puts out an annual report to Congress. And in its recent annual report, they are warning that China is likely training for strikes on the U.S.,
Interesting.
And they're saying that China remains as the U.S. military's biggest long-term challenge. Now, before we go any further, what I'm not saying we're going to war. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying nuclear warheads are going to fly. I'm not saying any of that. But there's something that the Pentagon and mainstream media is picking up and talking about that is something new that is happening, and it relates to what we've been talking about. Although I've never talked about war in the history of my time being on national radio, I'm going to talk a little bit about it today because it relates to China launching their currency with oil. Russia and China are preparing for the biggest nuclear war games ever, the first time they've ever done this cohortly, say that word three times, jointly together, and it is ironically launching on September 11th. And Russia is saying there's going to be 300,000 military personnel, 1,000 warships, and 900 tanks, all happening with China also coming along their side. Russia and China are the two foremost threats to the United States, is what the official Pentagon report says, and they're carrying out the biggest military drill ever, simulations for nuclear war, and this is launching on September 11th, and the Russian defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, his agency that this is Russia's would be the biggest drill that's ever taken place since Russia in 1981 during the Cold War. So this is all because of money, in my opinion, posturing.
Isn't that usually what it's about?
Yeah, it's all about money. Some people say going into the Gulf War was about money, and some people say it was about weapons of mass destruction. Most people might not know this, but Saddam Hussein was trying to do away with the dollar in the Gulf there. And if he was able to do it away in his country, other countries would have followed suit, and we would have lost our foothold of the world currency reserve in the Middle East. So
here's how this works, okay? Whenever David goes long, I usually cut him off and what have you. But within the next hour or so, we'll have the full, and I mean the full interview. You're going to love it. You're going to love what he has to say about the market. You're going to love you know, what he's talking about when it comes to gold and silver and cash in your backyard, cash in your pocket, cash between the mattresses. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I love having you join me. I very much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Have a safe weekend, because I want you back here with me on Monday. If you're not back with me on Monday, I may show up at your house. You just never know. And, you know, God bless. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your family over the weekend.